these wonderful poems by Han San and Sidda are the true essence of Zen Buddhism. And here we have another poem to teach us about this essence. It's called The Monkey and the Moon. Here is the Chinese.
猕猴烫水月，道士不休闲，放手莫生船，十方光浩劫。
The monkey is reaching for the moon in the water. Until death, he will never give up. If you only let go of the branches and submerge into the deep spring, everything will shine clearly and he will be truly enlightened. 猕猴烫水月，自是不休闲，放水莫生船，十方光浩劫。猕猴烫水月。
The monkey is reaching for the moon in the water.
道士十方歇。
Until death overtakes him, he'll never give up.
放手莫生船。
If he let go holding the branches and merge into the deep spring, the whole world would shine with dazzling appearance. The monkey is reaching for the moon in the water. Until death overtakes him, he'll never give up. If he'd let go holding the branches and merge into the deep spring, the whole world would shine with dazzling pureness.
猕猴烫水月。
The monkey is reaching for the moon in the water.
道士十方休。
Until death overtakes him, he'll never give up.
放水莫生船。
If he'd let go holding the branches and merge into the deep spring,
十方光洁草。
The whole world would shine with dazzling pureness.
猕猴烫水月，猕猴烫水月，猕猴烫水月。
The monkey is reaching for the moon in the water.
猕猴烫水月。
The monkey is reaching for the moon in the water.
猕猴烫水月。
Until death overtakes him, he'll never give up.
自是不休闲。
If he'd let go holding the branches and merge into the deep spring, the whole world would shine with dazzling pureness. The monkey is reaching for the moon in the water. Until death overtakes him, he'll never give up. If he let go holding the branches and merge into the deep spring, the whole world would shine with dazzling pureness.